Greetings, spontaneous viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's programme features an interview with vegan telepathic animal communicator, therapist and equine specialist, Holly Davis of Wales, United Kingdom. The talented Miss Davis is also a columnist for such British publications as Equi Ads Magazine, Paws for Rescue Magazine, Vision Magazine and Natural Horsemanship Magazine. She is currently writing her own book about horses that is entitled When Worlds Collide, Why the Horses Came. In late spring 2010, she will be appearing in a programme about animal communication that will air on one of Britain's Sky TV satellite channels. Aromatic plant extracts can help animals recover from illness or enhance their health. A key principle of the practice of animal aromatics is allowing the animal to select the appropriate aromatic to use. Let's now hear from Miss Davis about how she helps her horse companions help themselves.
I've primarily been working with it with my own horses. I've been working with it for about 2 years now, and we've been making, you know, some really good headway with it. My Arabian horse, Alfie, so far over the last 2 years, has been able to get himself through three different allergies, mud fever, photosensitivity, and help his immune system. We've got another little pony with a partially collapsed windpipe and hypersensitive airways, which had to keep being injected with a very nasty steroid drug in order to help with her breathing, who now, through the self-selection, takes natural essential oils or powders, and within half an hour she doesn't have a problem. And funnily enough, since having them, we haven't actually experienced any problem with her breathing for the last 3 months now.
That's incredible. So the horses pick the medication themselves. You put it there and they choose their own medication?
Yes, they choose their own medication through being able to smell it. By being able to smell it, the fact that it's a natural substance in the form of some kind of plant matter or, you know, oil from a plant, then what happens is they're able to recognise it, and they will then decide this is medicine or it is not medicine. So basically what is medicine for one animal may make another ill. So this is why it's exceptionally important that they are always left to, you know, pick their own medication, because only the individual will know what they need and how much they need.
Miss Davis now works with one of her horse companions to help him feel his best.
What we're basically looking for is different oils that will help with his stomach, because obviously it gets a bit windy and we don't want him getting uncomfortable in the stomach. So, do you want the German chamomile? German chamomile? That's not the one you want. So what he's basically saying is, no, that's not the one I want. So now we're going to go and look, because there's obviously something that he's looking for. And so we're going to go and have a look in the box again, if he'll get his nose out. Because obviously it just goes to show how interested he is.
So he is.
I think what we're going to have to do is we will allow him to choose, because like I explained before, I don't like to do the animal communication with this. I think they need to go with their own tuition and do it their way. So we'll try him with the dill, and that's a definite reaction that he would like it. And dill is one of the ones that will actually help with settling the stomach down. Okay, there we go. All right, do we want any more? Okay, would you like any more, my boy? Yeah, good boy. So that's just his sign. I've had enough of that one, basically. So do we try? This is the carrot seed, which is very good for the liver, cell regeneration. There you go. You fancy some of that one as well. Good boy. Good boy. So it's basically just important for them to be able to take as much as they want and what they want. And when they've had enough, they'll stop taking it. Sometimes they'll just choose to smell it, which more often than not always the case, but more often than not will be the floral oils, the emotional oils, because even just by smelling them strongly, the molecules from the oil will go up the nose and soak into the mucous membrane so that they're getting it that way. but for the more physical oils, more often than not, they'll actually like to take it this way. This particular one, the carrot seed oil, I had a pony with hepatitis who actually, a very small pony, that went through 3 bottles in one day to help with his liver.
Miss Davis sought advice from her horse companion, Alfie, when she was ill. He recommended a natural remedy for a bad cough Holly had had for 6 weeks.
And he told me about certain essential oil. So I went on the internet and looked it up. And when I actually looked it up, it was actually tied up to do with coughing and phlegm. So I ordered myself some, put some on the tissue, smelt it. And within about 5 minutes, my coughing had gone down by about 70%.
When we return, Holly Davis will speak about some of the important messages that animals have for humanity. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
I see the world becoming more open in its thought, the people within it sharing the planet with the animals more readily, and that animals and people can live in harmony with each other, and just a brighter future where people are happy, animals are happy, living in harmony together.
Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. As we resume our interview with vegan telepathic animal communicator, therapist and equine specialist Holly Davis from the United Kingdom. Miss Davis runs workshops to help people learn how to telepathically communicate with animals. For those who are unable to attend these sessions, she has created a distance learning diploma course through Stonebridge College UK. Through which people from all over the world can enroll and learn in their own home. She is also a gifted writer.
You wrote a poem. Could you tell us the story behind that?
The poem that I have written was basically about a message from the animals. It was almost like a mass consciousness of the animals that gave me the wording rather than one particular animal. And it was whilst I was writing the script for my CD. And by the end of it, I sort of asked, what's it called? And they said, it's called, you know, The Animal's Prayer. You know, as quickly as the words were coming into my head, I sat there and wrote them down, and so didn't really take in what it was that I was writing at the time until I actually went back afterwards and read it and thought, this makes an awful lot of sense. You know, this is basically the message of, you know, why they come into our lives and the companionship and love that they offer, and the fact that what they want to do is guide us and move us in the right direction.
Let us now listen to an excerpt from The Animal's Prayer as recited by Holly Davis.
Pray with me now, for I am blessed. You lay your hands upon my chest. As my heart beats hard and strong, hear my words, my sacred song. Let me heal you too, my friend. May our loving connection know no end. As our hearts they beat as one, come with me, we now are as one. As I guide you through your life, I share with you your joys and strife. I am your trusted friend, you see, by your side, your destiny. Our paths have crossed through eons of time. Take my blessing as a sign.
Besides sending their unconditional love and blessings to us, do the animals have any urgent messages for humanity?
there are messages that animals, are really wanting us to hear. I think one of the biggest ones at the moment, which covers such a broad spectrum, is to do with basically getting back to working with our consciousness and opening ourselves up to that, because by doing that, what we will actually do is enable ourselves to see the things that we are doing and where we're going wrong. So although there are lots of different things that they want us to see, you know, what we're doing to the planet, how we are treating them, and obviously how we're treating each other as well, I also think as well that bigger message has to be, you know, wake up. You know, we need to wake up. I think there are a lot of animals out there that are trying to give us a message, you know, to the population as a whole. Largely, I think that's actually about ourselves, not only how we treat them, you know, and the cruelty that goes on, but also about what we need to learn about ourselves. If we look at the bigger picture and where we fit in nature, we seem to be the only ones that have stepped out of it by, you know, learning language and everything. Unfortunately, to a degree, it has made us a little bit more intellectual, so that we have moved away from nature. And so I think one of the biggest things that animals are teaching us is to reawaken the parts of the brain that we have shut off, to be who we are, you know, to let the ego drop a little bit, you know, and to sort of like step back in, you know, to nature and understand that we are all equal and that we can live in harmony. And, you know, that it's not about abusing others, it's about respecting them. And that by doing that, you know, a lot of the wars would stop, you know, a lot of the way in which we treat animals would go away. And it all in all, you know, it would just make us a lot happier in general.
We sincerely thank Miss Holly Davis for taking the time to introduce us to her work and for sharing the many insights she's gained from her inner contact with animals. May heaven bless Miss Davis as she continues to spread the word on the high intelligence of animals and their noble contributions to the world. For more details on Holly Davis, please visit www.hollydavis.co.uk. Virtuous viewers, we've enjoyed your company today on Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May the sound and light of heaven uplift your spirit.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.